This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It is my pleasure to be with you in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be talking about pickup trucks some more. If you were with us in the previous hour of the broadcast, we were talking about new pickup trucks and future pickup trucks, 2017, 18, 19, 2020, with Mark Williams from PickupTrucks.com. Well, our good friend Don Jones, the founder and CEO of TheOldCarGuys.com, is going to be talking about the classic side of the pickup truck marketplace. So if you love old trucks, you're not going to want to miss this. Also coming up a little later on in the hour, we're scheduled to be joined by another guest, having a little bit of trouble getting hold of that person, so we shall see what happens. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Right now, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the founder, CEO, president, chief cook, and bottle washer of theoldcarguys.com, Don Jones. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today, Bob. How about yourself?
Not too bad, hanging in there. So this is the perfect segue from our first hour of the broadcast because we were talking future stuff. But, boy, old trucks are really hot in the classic car world these days.
Oh, excuse me, Bob.
Sure.
Just had to take a minute there to choke to death. But, yeah, you're right. We get a lot of requests for truck parts. Unfortunately, quite often we have people that have very obscure trucks that they're trying to rebuild, which it's almost impossible to find parts for. For instance, International, I really have hardly any sources whatsoever to find parts for International pickup trucks. You know, Studebakers are pretty darn hard to find parts for as well. But everything else, it's pretty easy to find Ford, Dodge, and Chevrolet parts. You know, keeping in mind, out here in the Midwest, where there's a lot of farming going on, there's always pickup trucks that are running up and down those country roads.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly when you look at the auctions on TV, it is not unusual to see some of these pickup trucks going for some high dollars. But let's talk about, let's say, Ford and Chevy, for example. If you presently have a classic Ford or Chevy from 1948 through the 60s, what's the part supply for those like, Don?
It's real good. Salvage yard-wise, it's excellent. There's probably right now for both Ford and Chevrolet, I probably could find anywhere from about 800 to 1,200 salvage cars between 1948 and the 1960s sitting in salvage yards. And there's a number of people that are remanufacturing the parts, and these people have license from Ford and Chevrolet to actually build to the standard of the time. So those parts are out there, and quite often those parts are made in America. And I always recommend not only to spend your money in America, but the quality of parts in the United States are much better than some of those parts that are coming from overseas. You may pay a little bit more, but you're going to get a lot more quality. You can usually find what you're looking for.
Well, that's a good thing, definitely. It's a lot better than being frustrated. And let's talk about brands of pickup trucks that perhaps might not be a good idea to purchase if you're looking at keeping it for a long time, maintaining it, and replacing parts. Are there any vehicle brands that you would tell people to stay away from?
Well, I hate to say to stay away from. There's a lot of people that build things based on some kind of event that happened many years ago, like your father had a pickup truck or grandpa had a pickup truck, or they just have a love for a certain style. But keep in mind, again, if you're doing that Studebaker or International Harvester, even Jeep parts can be kind of hard to find. We have a few sources of Jeeps, but not nearly the ability to find Chevrolet and Fords. And of course, Dodgers are a little bit harder to find, but we do right now have two large Mopar salvage yards. They've got a pretty good stock of stuff, particularly from the 50s.
Well, that's really good to know for anybody out there that's got one of those trucks. Don can help you out. Telephone-wise, if you have a question for Don, we've got a question, a telephone number for you to answer all those questions. It's 855-660-4261, or if you prefer, email me up, bob@autowarradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And speaking of numbers, Don, we should give out your number, because folks can actually call up at their leisure and talk to the man himself. You
sure.
Actually take a lot of listener calls.
Right. Keep in mind that I'm out on the road looking for parts, and sometimes I'm not able to talk as long as you would like me to, but you can get a hold of me at area code 314-306-7507. But if you're looking for a part, the best way to find it is going to my salvage yard. Just this week, I finally got in the search engine. So you're able to go to my salvage yard right now and basically ask the website the question. If you're looking for an old Buick part or whatever, just type it in that search box, hit the button, and it'll take you to every place in that website that has information on that particular part or that particular car.
That's great. Would you say overall, Don, you know, if someone had to choose between building or restoring a car versus a truck, that a truck is an easier job to complete?
Yeah, it is. Just the amount of sheet metal required to do a restoration is going to be a lot less. The interiors are definitely going to be less. Usually pickup trucks have a plain interior. And I think most people that do pick up trucks would probably do something custom or take bucket seats or seats out of more modern cars to put in there. And just all the way around, it's easier to do and cheaper to do. And generally speaking, pickup trucks are heavier duty or heavier in strength than a car of the same year. So the ability to take the extra weight of a V8 engine over a six-cylinder engine is already built into it because of the ability to handle cargo. And a lot of modern parts off of cars, aftermarket stuff that would fit on a car could also fit on a pickup truck, as well as doing these swap-over type kits you can build or buy to, say, take the end off of Monte Carlo and put it on a pickup truck so you have your power steering and power brake ability right there. It can handle it, and the spacing is better. The space in the engine compartment to put a bigger engine in is there. So all around, it's a lot easier to do than quite a few cars. A lot cheaper.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have a question for Don about anything in the classic car realm, don't hesitate. Please give us a call, because we're here to help you out. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some more stuff about what you need to know about old trucks, classic trucks. If you've got one, we'd love to hear from you. You can paint a little verbal picture for us. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World Live all across North America and on GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
J.C. Whitney is celebrating 101 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog. The 101 sweepstakes is now underway, and you can enter to win a custom Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Plus, see their car show event calendar and more at 100.jcwhitney.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. Don Jones is with us, one of our regular contributors, founder, CEO, president of theoldcarguys.com. So, by all means, don't be a stranger. Call Don directly anytime when you get the chance, or you can call right now because we are live across North America on great radio stations and around the world on GCNlive.com, 855-660-4261. We're talking about some really important things you should know if you own a pickup truck, a classic pickup truck, or in the market for one. And Don was just pointing out that it's usually cheaper to put a pickup truck together than most cars. I understand the frame and the front end are generally better quality than cars of the same years. Don, tell us more.
Right. You know, there may be some exception to that, but I would say that generally that's a pretty accurate statement. If too late in the 40s, if you go back too far in the 40s, you started getting the drop axle. But in the early 50s, you'll find the independent wishbone type suspension that makes it easier to drive and the ability to handle the engine, a larger engine, better. You know, that may be an exception to what I just said earlier, but it's you're going to find a lot more to work with the pickup trucks than the cars, and the frames, the ability to survive, I think you're going to find to be better than on automobiles of the same year. What I wouldn't recommend, though, is doing panel truck. The parts for the doors and other things on the body are different than the pickup trucks, and you're going to have problems finding certain years. And I know this from experience with building that 52 Ford pickup truck that I had, that we actually had to custom build the running boards on it. I bought a couple from people, and it turned out to be not quite right, and we just ended up cutting a pattern and making them fit. You know, and backdoor problems took me almost 2 years to find all the parts I needed for the inside of the back doors on it. So you stick with the pickup trucks as opposed to the panels. They're a real bite.
Another point that you have come up with is the fact that, and this is so true, it's true of older cars, but especially true of pickup trucks. I mean, today's new vehicles have pretty cramped engine bays, and not only are they cramped, but in some cases, even to work on different components, you have to remove plastic covers. Sometimes you have to remove other parts to get at the broken part. But back in the era of, like we were talking, 48 through the 60s, I mean, you could literally get in the pickup truck with the engine if you were a small enough person.
Well, yeah. In fact, we pulled a joke on a friend of mine when I was in high school. I had a cousin that was short for his age, and we were all skinny kids back then. And we were working at my garage, and I had some other friends coming over, and as soon as we seen a car coming down the street, I had him sit underneath the hood of the car, and I put the hood down on top of him. And when the guys got there, I told him that I had this new built-in automatic repair system that I just put in my 57 Chevy. When I came over to take a look at it, I just raised the hood, and he pops up pretending that he was working on the side of the engine. So, you know, it was good for a laugh back then, but it just shows a good example of what I'm just saying. There was just tons and tons of room under.
Absolutely. You could definitely put a much larger engine in today. There are so many wonderful crate engines available from the manufacturers if you've got the money, or if you go to Don, he can certainly find you the parts, find something in a salvage yard, maybe a really good bargain. So don't be a stranger. Give Don a call anytime at his number. As I've said umpteen times here on the broadcast, it's very unusual for a guest to give out their personal number, but Don does that, so he doesn't mind you calling. Just don't call him at 3 o'clock in the morning. What's that number again, Don?
There you go, 314-306-7507.
Excellent. Another tip that you have about pickup trucks is start with more so you build less. Explain
right.
Your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, some years ago, we talked about on one of your programs about some basic rules of building any type of car. But that number one rule is start with as much as you can. You're better off spending the money up front, getting a good solid vehicle to work with, than trying to find parts and trying to put it all together piece by piece. It'll be cheaper in the long run. You'll get your vehicle done a lot quicker, and you'll probably be happier. And your wife will. She'll be happier because you won't be running up the MasterCard buying parts every 2 weeks.
That's very good, Don. Let's talk a little bit more about the drawbacks. I mean, you're telling us a lot of real positive things about getting a classic pickup truck, but one thing that you pointed out in a note that you sent me a little bit earlier today is the only drawback to having a truck as your classic ride is the limited space in the cab, not only for
right.
people, but also for gear as well.
Right. You know, the trucks out of the 50s were a lot narrower, so it was very hard to get more than two people in the front seat of those. I think, I don't know, right around 1960 or so, they started getting wider, making it easier for passenger, and which may not be a bad thing. I mean, if it's only you and your wife or girlfriend, then, you know, you don't particularly need the extra room. But if you're like with me and have I have five grandkids, it's kind of nice to have a back seat for them. And then the same with cargo. I always worried about people getting into pickup trucks, and I had a number of station wagons, and just to be able to hide things in them from prying eyes is a little bit harder. But, you know, with the pickup truck and that extra cargo space in back, you could always put some kind of a storage box back there. And, you know, in the old days, we could put the kids in the back or drive around in the back of the truck, but I think really in some states now, it's against the law to have a person in back that isn't using seatbelts. So I would recommend that if you're in that situation where you want multiple people beyond the capacity of the cab, you better check the laws, make sure you're not going to get in trouble from the local guys in blue on having folks in the back.
You know, that's really true. I mean, today there's laws about everything, so you better check in your local area. Don, what a great segment. Lots of cool information. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you probably
tomorrow. All right. Sounds good. Straight ahead, we're going to go racing. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. Always a pleasure to spend time with you. And again, don't be a stranger. Anytime, if you have any question, you can give me a call at our toll-free line, 855-660-4261, or shoot me an email, 24/7, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. I want to say hello to everybody in Fort Payne, Alabama, where Mike Wallace is the morning man and the owner of the station. I want to say a special hello to Mike, who's just a really great guy. And speaking of great guys, joining us right now on the program is a gentleman that we've been following for a number of years. We've all started with the Project X vehicle back a while ago, and he has continued to expand on his career. He is a racing team owner himself. He's a race car driver himself, and he is a pioneer in the realm of diesel racing. It's my pleasure to welcome Greg Hoag back to Auto World. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Hey, it's good Sunday afternoon. How are you doing, Bob? We've had an eventful week this week. Got to play with some new Chevy stuff. Got to work with the new Edelbrock heads. Edelbrock is now making heads, mainstream heads, for the Chevy diesel Duramax. And these heads are designed for stock production pickup stuff all the way up to racing. We had a loss this week. Brady Williams of Industrial Injection, who had sponsored me for many, many years. I moved on last year, but passed away. Big loss to the diesel community. This guy has supported a whole lot out in Salt Lake City, a whole lot of events, a whole lot of race cars, and going to be sorely missed. We're getting ready. We've got a race coming up in Shreveport in a couple of weeks. with the dragster, and it looks like I'm going to be back behind the wheel for a little while. I'm having fun. I've went out and made some laps to get myself acclimated to back to the car, and we'll run Oklahoma City next, and then go to the Dallas National event, and then go from there to Vegas and run just before the PRI show, or SEMA show.
Oh, that's great. You're going to have some fun there. There's no doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit more about Gail Banks. The last time you were with us, you kind of gave us an inside scoop. You, of course, worked with Gail years ago. You raced for Gail. I have just tremendous respect for him, and he's such a nice guy and is still going strong. He's up there in years, but you would never know it. And I understand he's actually going to be providing the power plant for the next generation military Hummer.
Yes, that's true. I think it was 117,000 vehicles of the first order of engines. He's gone into the engine production out there on his campus, as he calls it, and I couldn't think of a better person to do it. They've developed it's an offshoot of the Chevy Duramax, and it's all custom designed and for the military. His son served in the Army as a medic during the last war and was deployed and injured and came home, and it's pretty dear to Gail's heart, I guess, to provide the best engineering possible for the new successor to the Hummer. But he's always did a lot of work for the military and for the government, and there was a lot that went on out there at Gail Banks Engineering that was always kind of a skunk works for the government. I think it's great. He's always done some great work. It's going to be interesting to pop the hood on one of these new versions of the Hummer and see Gail Banks on the valve cover. I think that's...
Yeah, absolutely. I know he's got to be thrilled about it personally because, as you said, he's always been such a great supporter of all things in the realm of the military. So let's talk a little bit more about the dragster. Tell us a little bit more about the power plant. How many horsepower is it putting out, and what kind of numbers are we talking running down the strip?
We're at right around 1,500 horsepower now. These new Edelbrock heads are going to give us a big advantage. Edelbrock always takes their time in putting stuff out, but when it comes out, it's absolutely right, and I've pushed them for the last 3 years to get this out, and now that it's out, I think it's going to be a huge addition to being able to hot rod these diesels. Plus, it's also good for just a stone stock pickup when they have a problem with a cylinder head, because they're priced very similar to the heads you would go down to Chevrolet and buy. We're in the power range. Our testing shows that we're around 660, 670 at 210 in a quarter mile, and moving on strong. We've done a lot of testing, and we're just now waiting to get and run the car out the back door. We know we've taken our time, and a lot of people wanted us to go out there and let it all hang out at first, but if you do stuff like that, you wind up tearing stuff up and putting your whole program back.
Absolutely. 855-660-4261. If you have a question about diesel racing and racing in general, Greg can certainly help you out, and we would love to hear from you. Also, you can email us, Bob at Bob Long Radio, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Greg, let's go back a little bit and do a little reminiscing. I just love the story of Project X. For some of our new listeners, some folks that haven't heard the story, tell our listeners across North America and around the world as well about your first involvement with Project X.
Project X was a deal we put together with my friend Kurt Manuel at the Manuel Auto Group. We got a 218,000-mile truck that came in on trade-in. We did a lot of work with it. Just normal stuff, and we rolled it off the stands the night before having to drive to Cordova, Illinois, and meet David Kennedy there, who has since moved up to NHR. He went from Diesel Power Magazine to Hot Rod Magazine to the editor of Hot Rod, and now he's the media director for NHRA. And we raced the Hot Rod Magazine's Drag Week, which is 1,500 miles, 5 days, five racetracks, to prove that you were a true street car. And then we came back from that, immediately changed the trim of the truck, and went to the Texas Mile and run 167 miles an hour, all while driving this truck. We probably put 25,000 miles on it during the time we ran it. The truck went to Bonneville and set the D-diesel truck. We D-stroked the motor, 5-liter Cummins, and set the D-diesel truck record at 198 miles an hour. I'm pretty proud of that. That was a big feat of engineering, I think, on that motor, and there's still a lot left in it. We didn't have the tires to go over 200, so we had the GPS 198. Otherwise, we would get in trouble without having the proper tires.
Sure.
The truck competed in Hot Rod Magazine's Drag Week 6 times, went to the Texas Mile 5 times. We actually, we did a radio remote with you at Denver at the Mile High Nationals. While I went up there and raced the truck in an NHRA national event in Super Street, which was a 1090 index at sea level, and I think it was about 1140 index up there. And that was pretty unusual. We were the only vehicle that drove in the gate and raced in probably 20 years in an NHRA.
That is such a great story. You drove this trip in the actual racing machine, and I imagine a lot of younger folks are probably blown away.
You know, there's a lot of fun. The tech officials had a lot of fun. We have 37 magazine articles on the truck. It was rumored that if I changed the oil in the truck, we'd get a magazine article, and I think April, David Kennedy, and then put in the table of contents on an April Fool thing, change the oil in Project X in the table of contents of a magazine.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great stories. We're going to have more with Greg Hogue straight ahead, so don't go away. We're coming back with lots more. This is Auto World live all across North America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We want to thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World, and we've got a very special guest. This gentleman has been a professional race car driver, a professional racing team owner, and he's going racing once again. His specialty is diesel-powered racing machines, where he's considered one of the real pioneers of diesel racing. And certainly it was unfortunate that the Volkswagen group there had their diesel scandal, because I'm personally a big fan of these modern diesel power plants. Every time I get a test vehicle to check out, either with a pickup truck or a vehicle, I had the latest Jag. Never before in the United States has Jag had an engine powered by diesel fuel. But if you buy their new XE vehicle, it comes with a 2-liter diesel power plant, turbocharged diesel power plant, and puts out over 350 or so pound-feet of torque. And that's the remarkable part, Greg, is a lot of listeners who haven't been around some of the modern equipment, this new diesel technology, it's clean, it doesn't have the noise of the old diesels, it certainly doesn't have the pollution or any of the negativity that used to be associated with diesel-powered anything.
Absolutely. Gale Banks said a long time ago, the future to our energy needs is already here, and it's called turbo diesel. And I know that Chevrolet and Ford and Dodge are all coming out with a wider variety of diesels over the next couple of years. Diesel is so much cleaner. It's actually cleaner than gasoline when done correctly. It's so much more efficient when you consider the combustion of the diesel process. The cleanness of the diesel is not just the exhaust or the vehicle itself, but it's the amount of carbon footprint that it takes to produce from the time it comes out of the wellhead to the time it goes out the tailpipe. The diesel is a lot more efficient and cleaner as in reference to carbon footprint. That's what they're looking at, and as long as the legislators will see that, then I think we'll see a big push to diesels instead of the hybrids and the electric cars. I think all the manufacturers in Europe, a high percentage of the vehicles over there are turbo diesel. And with the new common rail systems, which have been out, a little over 10 years now, the efficiency of these diesels and the cleanliness has really gone up dramatically, too, now that we can control the combustion process and control what actually goes on in the engine a lot closer. I see that we're going to see a lot more of diesel engines in different types of vehicles. I predict in the next 2 to 3 years you see one in a Cadillac. The little Chevy Cruze motor is an excellent motor, and they've got some just a little bigger coming out. So I think that's going to come. The Volkswagen, I think with all the problems they've had with the with their emissions and everything, I drove a Touareg. I drove a Touareg down at the Texas Mile. We had broken our race car, and we took the owner of Sin Diesel and Gulf Racing Fuels, Jess Hewitt's Volkswagen V10 diesel Touareg, and I just said, well, let's just run it. And it ran 130 miles an hour stock. So it was a pretty incredible piece, too. I've been getting to do a little gas stuff lately, too. We've been working hand-in-hand with Frankenstein Racing Heads, and we've taken the new Corvettes and that new LT1 motor, which is an incredible direct injection pushrod motor that Chevrolet builds.
Yeah.
Doing nothing more than a cylinder head modification that allows it more air and picking up power so that you get a tune and a cylinder head modification and picking up 60 to 70 horsepower and not hurting the drivability of the car, the fuel economy, or the emissions. And that's a new little project I've worked on over there at Frankenstein Racing Heads. They're doing a lot of the new NHRA 500-inch development stuff, but they're also doing street stuff, too. And I kind of go over there now that I've retired from the fire department. I haven't decided what I'm going to do when I grow up, so I go around some of the race shops and kind of get allowed to play with some of my little pet projects, and this was one of them for the new Chevy LT1 Corvette. And that motor's in everything from Tahoes to Camaros. That direct injection motor, when you get 27 miles per gallon highway out of a Corvette that has 455 to 460 horsepower, depending on which exhaust system you get on it, it's just incredible. And these cars are faster than anything that's ever been produced. The muscle cars of the 60s don't hold anything to the new muscle cars.
I know. That's the funny part. And, of course, you know, people go nuts at the Mecum auction, the Barrett Jackson auction, and other auctions, and buying up the older muscle cars. But the truth of the matter is the modern-day muscle cars will out-break, out-handle, out-accelerate, out-top-end anything. I mean, when you look at the Hellcat power plant from the Fiat Chrysler automobiles, when you look at the Shelby GT350 and the rumored 800 horsepower upcoming Shelby GT500 Mustang, the different variants of the Camaro, the upcoming ZL1 Camaro, which uses the Z06 Corvette engine, 650 horsepower, 600 pound-feet of torque. And I drove a Cadillac, a new CTS V edition with that engine in it, and that thing is just a rocket ship.
They've got the Camaro, or the Camaro version. That's the ZL1 is just an incredible car. LT4 is the motor you speak of, the supercharged direct injection Chevy motor, and it's incredible that kind of horsepower that it produces, and yet still get fuel economy. It has variable valve timing and variable cylinder control. Another motor that I really like is the little Coyote 5-liter Ford motor. That motor makes 400 something horsepower, and you can go down to your Ford dealership, and they're readily selling them, complete with computer and exhaust and everything, to put into muscle cars for a fairly reasonable price. You couldn't even begin to build an aftermarket motor for that, and you build a motor, buy a motor from a Ford dealership that's got a warranty on it. It's just an incredible piece. Chevrolet sells motors for the retrofit like that, and they sell them as a complete, what they call an E-Ride motor, where you can go and buy this LT1 or LT4 motor for a price way less than you can build a hot rod motor for, and it comes with exhaust, it comes with everything you need, and the computer just a bolt in the car. I mean, absolute incredible to be able to buy, say, a 680 horsepower motor that has decent street manners and bolted in a 57 Chevrolet.
Yeah, it is truly the golden age of vehicles when you look at the Corvette engines that you were talking about, both the LT1 and the LT4. I mean, General Motors has done some surveys within the buyers of the C7 Corvette, and in many cases, there are other vehicles in the household, usually an SUV or a truck or something, and the Corvette tends to be the mileage leader because, you know, at highway speeds, the regular, normally aspirated LT1 engine can deliver over 30 miles to the gallon. I've heard from journalists who have on purpose tried to hypermile the thing and have gotten in the low 30s. So that's just remarkable.
I personally have done that about 2 weeks ago. My cousin, who goes racing with me all the time, has a 16 Corvette, and he's had 27 new Corvettes, and he's a working man, but he does it in such a way where he buys them and sells them, and it doesn't cost him a lot to own them over the years. And we tried to hypermile his, and at between 62 and 65 miles an hour, for a 15-mile stretch, we averaged 33 miles per gallon.
That's really
just incredible.
We came back and took
a 420. A friend of mine that we hot ride together with has a 427, 435 horse tri-power car, 340 rear end gear, and the best we could figure at cruise speeds on that, figuring the fuel economy, was about 8.5 miles per gallon.
Wow.
And it only wanted the good stuff.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I hear rumors that we're going to see what many people have dreamt of for many decades, and that's going to be a mid-engine Corvette. But unfortunately, that's going to put the price way, way up. And like your friend is a working man, there's a lot of working men and women that own Corvettes, and I certainly hope that Chevrolet keeps an affordable Corvette in the mix. Reasonably affordable, if you call it a sticker that, but great resale value. Greg Hogue, racer extraordinaire, thank you so much, my friend.
See you till next time.
All right, that will do it.
When we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.